Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, on this Sunday, the scriptures, particularly the second reading and the gospel, draw our attention to the fact that we need to love one another. Jesus commands us, makes an urgent appeal to us, every one of us, to love one another. If we love one another, we will remain in his love. Just as he had love and he remained in the love of his Father, so that he kept his word. Keeping the word of the Lord is to love one another. And St. John in the second reading said, it is not we who loved God first, but he who loved us and gave us his Son as the sacrifice that will take away our sins. Therefore, we should love God and love one another. If we claim to love God and do not love one another, we will be liars. Because our neighbor is the one we can see today with our own eyes. And if we fail to love a neighbor who is closer and present to us here and now, and claim to love God, we will be telling a lie. So St. John, in the second reading, urges every one of us to be of the same mind of Jesus Christ, who loved us to the point of giving up his life for us. And if someone has loved us this much, we too need to love one another. And if we love one another in that way, we will be keeping the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loving one another has never been easy. It is easier to say we love God, but to love a neighbor, sometimes we think twice before we would want to love somebody. But Jesus does not ask us to look at who the person is before we love. If we have love, if we allow the Spirit of God to flow through us, to fill us with the love of God, we will not worry about what the other person does before we love that person. Love should be unconditional, not because the person is good that we should love that person. Jesus did not wait, and God the Father did not wait till we would become good before he would send his Son to come to die for us. He sent his Son into the world while we were yet sinners. And if God loves us this much, to appreciate his love, we should also love what he created in his own image, our fellow human beings. It takes a lot of courage to go out to love a neighbor. But until we take a step in loving one another, we will not understand how much God had to suffer in order to love us. For parents, you would understand. The children you love most are the children who give you a lot of trouble. And because you love them, if they make a mistake, you do not drive them away. You cannot tell them they do not belong to you. You may be angry with them, but in your anger, you are not going to drive them away. You will be firm in training them so that one day they will become greater people, because you know in them lies your glory and your praise. So when they make a mistake, you show them love, though you are firm in their upbringing. You show them love and let them know it is for their own good. And this is the way we should also help one another. We have our neighbors around us. Some do not even understand what the love of God is. Some close their ears and their minds to the will of God. Until we show them greater love, we cannot break them down and remold them into people who would love. So it is not about being superior or being great or being financially sound or being poor. That is not the issue here. It is about knowing that every one of us has been created in the image of God, and God wills that every one of us should be saved. And the only way we can be saved is to accept the love that God has for us and to love in return. So Jesus commands every one of us, keep my word, love one another, and my command is this, love one another all the time, not sometimes. Today in our world, what do we see? We select to love. If people are not of the same mind with us, if they do not profess the same faith like us, we begin to look down on them, to separate ourselves from them, and we don't show them much love. And you can see what religion does to us in our world. When we fail to love unconditionally, religion becomes a weapon that kills us. And I do not need to mention names, but you know what happens around the world. In the name of religion, people are out to kill. And they call that love. Dear friends, Jesus' love is different. That while we were yet sinners, he loved us. And he still loves us. No matter what sin we commit, he loves us. He does not love our sin. Therefore, if we must keep his commandment, we should try as much as we can to draw a little away from the sins that we commit. And some of the sins we commit would include being partial in our dealings with one another, looking down on other people because of where they come from, the type of language they speak, the type of religion they profess. We are not going to bring religion to heaven. Our faith will bring us to heaven, but religion is not going to bring us to heaven. Language is not going to bring us to heaven. Color and culture will not bring us to heaven. It is faith. And the greatest language of faith is love. Therefore, if we must love, if we must go to heaven, we must learn to love here. To love one another, particularly those that need our support most. The marginalized, the outcasts, those that we look down on, those we do not allow justice to be done to, those unfairly treated. We must love them. But to love, we must lose something. We must love till it hurts. If we love and it does not reach the point of feeling the pain, then we have not loved yet. And you can find this in Jesus Christ. He loved and loved and loved until he was hanging on the cross and he still loved. We may not shed our blood for a friend, for a neighbor whom we love. But Christ is telling us we should treat one another equally so that we put aside our selfishness and put on the robes of selflessness to be able to support one another, to bring about peace in the world, and that peace will lead to progress. And when there is enough progress for us, when there is development in our world and everybody feels secure, there wouldn't be that aspect of wanting to grab from those who have. So the downtrodden will not rise up against those who have. Dear friends, as we celebrate today, We also remember our mothers who loved us so much that when they were carrying us in their wombs, there was a time they would have thought, oh, this baby in my womb is giving me a lot of trouble. It would have been good if I can get rid of that. But they still kept quiet. They were courageous enough to carry us for 9 months and to give birth to us. So we celebrate them today. We are grateful to you, our mothers, for the love you have for us. Unfortunately, some other mothers would not want to do so. So they say they have a choice. You say you love life. Those of you who have given birth to us, that's what you are telling us. You love life. So you will give birth to life. We are grateful to you, and may God bless you. So, dear friends, whatever we do in our world, if we have no love for one another, the end result will be self-destruction, and we will destroy one another because we do not love. All the money we have, all the fame we will have, everything that we'll have in the world will come to an end. Love does not come to an end. It has no end. Love lives on till the end. That is why St. Paul is able to say, if I speak in the language of angels, if I can even give up myself to be burnt and I have no love, it does me no good. Jesus loved and gave himself up on the cross, and it does every one of us some good. Therefore, let us also love, share in the sufferings of those who suffer, rejoice with those who rejoice, so that God will bless every one of us, that we may be able to live the peace for which Christ died, that we may be able to walk hand in hand with one another to heaven.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.